T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, welcome back. Friday, final hour. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, 9 to 10, and this afternoon as I fill in for Tom Bowerly. Great to be with you. Great way to kick off the weekend. All right, before the break, I said, you know, I don't like going out to these, not that I don't like it. That's awful wording. I take that back. As I said, you know, when I go see Foreigner or Journey, yeah, to me, it's a little different with a different lead singer. And then someone on the text board said, well, you know, AC/DC was the same starting in 1980 with Brian Johnson. Well, yes, and they recorded a lot of their hits with Brian Johnson after the unfortunate passing of Bon Scott. Now, of course, there were some great songs from AC/DC in the 70s that Bon Scott sang, not taking anything away from that, and, you know, passing way too early at 33 years old. But that, in my opinion, is different. You know, Brian Johnson took over, and a lot of their hits were sang by Brian Johnson. And unfortunately, Bon Scott's no longer with us. But some of these bands that the lead singer is still there, you know, again, Lou Gramm still hanging around, Steve Perry still hanging around. It's just unfortunate that those bands can't get back together, whatever the rift may be between them, and do, you know, a final tour. But that was the point I was making. Again, I love seeing live music. I don't care. You know, we have so many great bands here in Western New York that cover some classic songs. And I love seeing live music. It's just, if I'm going to tell you, hey, I saw Foreigner, I'm going to make sure I mention that it was a different lead singer. That's the point I was trying to make. 803-0930, star 930. What is the best show, the best concert you've been to, the worst concert you've been to? What's the furthest you've traveled for a concert? And who is an artist or a group you wish you would have been able to see, but they are no longer touring or they have deceased? 803-0930, star 930. Let's go out to North Tonawanda and speak with Bobby. Bobby, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's the best concert you saw, Bobby?
Well, now you have to understand, I'm 74 years old, so I'm not up with you guys. The best concert I ever seen in my lifetime was Elvis Presley.
Now, where was this Elvis at the Odd?
No, well, I've seen him there too, but I went to Las Vegas to see him.
Now, where in Vegas did you see Elvis?
The International Hotel, which is not even there anymore.
I was going to say, yeah. And now his Vegas show was better than his Buffalo show?
Well, yeah, because you could get closer to him. You know what I mean?
That's pretty good. Now, what year was the Elvis Vegas show?
Let's see, he died in 77. It was like maybe 73.
Oh, wow. So this was later Elvis, and he still had the voice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then when he came to the last concert here in Niagara Falls, that's when he looked sort of rough. He came out on stage, and you could tell that he was self-conscious. He had put on weight. He looked bloated. He didn't look fat. He looked bloated. And then he was going to come back again in, I think, a year, and that's when he passed on. But I also seen Johnny Mathis. I've seen Ann Margaret, Sammy Davis Jr., Tom Jones. Now, this is going back at my time.
I mean, all legendary acts you've mentioned.
Right, right.
But it's got to be, you know, because Elvis, he's one of those artists that still has, I mean, there are people my age obsessed with Elvis. Now, to see him live, when you saw him the year before he passed, I understand he looked bloated. Did he still sound like Elvis? Did he still sound good?
Yes, his voice was tremendous. But the, I got to tell you, the first time I seen him was here at the Yard, when he played at the Yard. And I figured he's either going to be really good-looking or he's not going to be good-looking. Because you know how on TV they look really good?
Right.
Seen in person and less. I'm going to tell you, when he came out on stage, oh, he was absolutely gorgeous.
And this is the first time you saw him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely gorgeous, tall, thin. He had a great voice on him. And even to this day, like when he sings In the Ghetto and those other songs, his voice is so powerful, you know what I mean? It's nothing compared to today. Today I don't like it. Half the music I don't even like. You know, half the music I don't understand. It's vulgar. It's sexual. It just doesn't do anything for me.
No, and you know what, Bobby? I mean, obviously, I grew up with the with some of the music now. So but I don't think any of the music now will have the lasting power of Elvis. And I think that's what's so amazing about Elvis Presley is, you know, there are people in their 20s and 30s that their phones, their music libraries have Elvis in it. I mean, I just don't think you'll ever have an artist with that kind of lasting power. Again.
Let me tell you, when he came to the Yard here, and then he went to Niagara Falls, I got to sit, and I have pictures of J.D. Sumners and his stamp quartet. They were the same guys who wore the same suits as Elvis when he came out on stage.
All right.
I got to sit and have pictures with them and autographs. And then when I was about, in my 20s, I got a letter from Elvis thanking me for the gift I had sent him. It wasn't personal, you know what I mean? You know how they had those photocopies and they just send them.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I still have that, and I still have the autographs of J.D. Sumners and the Stamps Quartet. J.D. Sumners is gone now. And John Wilkerson, who played the guitar, used to play pool at the Swiss Chalet on Main Street.
Wow. Look at that. Bobby, let me ask you, because one of my favorite Elvis Presley songs is to listen to Suspicious Minds from one of the live albums. What was your favorite song to see live when you would go see Elvis?
There's so many, but Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Now, let me ask you, because he would sing two versions of that, the slow and the fast. I do not like the fast version of that song. Would you be disappointed if he sang that instead of the slow version?
I like the slow version better, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But In the Ghetto, that is such a powerful song. And you know what? They should be playing that now with everything that's going on here. In the Ghetto. And I'll tell you another one, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. That's another song they should be playing here.
They're both great songs, Bobby. Thank you for sharing that, and very lucky to see Elvis as many times as she did. Bobby in North Tonawanda. Elvis Presley is just someone that I wouldn't say obsessed with, but it's just, you know, you look at people, you look at teenagers now, people in their 20s, people my age, and Elvis is one of the artists that they'll mention as their favorite artist. I mean, they'll know Elvis songs. I just don't know if there will ever be an artist with that kind of lasting power as Elvis Presley has. I think it's amazing. And for Bobby to have seen him in Buffalo, in the Falls, in Vegas, that's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty cool. And I'm glad she shared that story with us. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Dale in Cheektowaga. Dale, what is the best concert you've been to?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Dale, we'll get back to you. 803-0930. CJ in Buffalo. Hey, CJ.
Hey. Well, I'm very torn with my two best, so I'm going to give them both to you.
All right.
All right. My first one is Led Zeppelin, 1969 at Kleinhans Music Hall.
Wow. And
I know. At the time, I didn't even know who Led Zeppelin was. And my date at the time said, you got to watch that lead guitarist. He's extraordinary. And, of course, it was Jimmy Page, and he was extraordinary. And to this day, Led Zeppelin is one of my favorites. So I got to put Zeppelin in 69 and Prince, 1984, at the Odd. That was his Purple Rain tour with Sheila E. That was an incredible concert.
Oh, I can only imagine. That is... See, Prince is one that I really wish I would have been able to see. And of all tours, to see the Purple Rain tour, what a great album.
It was amazing. Amazing. Okay, you want my worst?
Oh, CJ, I want your... I'm surprised. I've seen the worst. I'm surprised this is your worst, but go ahead.
No, what? Oh, the worst is... those are my two best. My worst was the Stones in Toronto in 1972. That was the Exile on Main Street tour. Exile on Main Street is a masterpiece, but I think there was a little too much Jack Daniels involved in that concert. And the interesting thing, back in those days, the Stones did two shows. They did a matinee and an evening. And I went to the evening, and it was exciting, but it was, the music was horrible.
You know, that is so disappointing to hear. You know, that was the same thing people were saying about Eric Clapton. You know, I mean, hey, I understand wanting to have a good time, wanting to enjoy, but, you know, you would think they would wait till after the later show if they know they have a second show to do.
Well, you know, we were young, and we were probably in the same shape as the Stones anyways. We still had a good time. But as far as concert quality, they were not. And I've seen the Stones 4 times. I would say 72 was the worst. And, you know, I haven't heard anyone mention some of the great people that have played at Melody Fair. If anybody out there remembers Melody Fair, one of my favorites, I saw Johnny Cash with the Cash family, or the Carter family, And Carl Perkins opened up for him at Melody Fair. And I also saw Roy Orbison at Melody Fair.
Oh, see that? CJ, I hear these names, and these are artists whose music that I just absolutely adore. And so jealous that you were able to see them live in their prime.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, CJ, I appreciate that, and very jealous that you got to see both Led Zeppelin and Prince. I appreciate the call. We are talking about your favorite concert of all time, your least favorite concert of all time, the furthest you've traveled for a concert, and someone you wish you would have seen that's no longer an opportunity. Either they've passed away, or it's a band and they have broken up and they are no longer touring. 803-0930, *930. Jeff in Tonawanda. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeff. What was the best concert you went to?
It had to be Cage the Elephant at Darien Lake a couple years back.
I mean, and to say that you saw a show you liked at Darien Lake with all the traffic issues after a concert means it had to be really good.
No, we actually got out of there because they opened up for, I can't remember who they opened up for. It was just such a good show. We were there today for the headliner. They should have been the headliner. It was such a good show. And my girlfriend's a big fan, and she turned me on to him. And, man, it was just, we didn't want it to end. It was so good.
Now, what was the worst concert you've been to?
Oh, Kane Brown, 2 years ago. Oh.
Really? At the arena?
It was at the Erie County Fair. I got a ticket for my 13-year-old daughter, and I listened to some of his music, share the moment, and oh, God, it was terrible.
Now, Jeff, let me ask, do you not like country music, or did you just not?
Oh, no, it had nothing to do with that. It was just, I've been to country shows with her that I've enjoyed. She loves country music. I can get into it, but this one, he had nothing. Nothing. I mean, it was funny because all the fathers that brought their daughters were all staring at each other, you know, kind of like giving the same face or, you know, pretending for our kids pretty much, but it was bad.
That's really disappointing because I saw him at the arena. I thought the show was pretty good. Jeff, what's the furthest you've traveled for a concert?
That I could think offhand was Barrie, Ontario.
And who did you see there?
That was Lollapalooza way, way back 20 years ago. Soundgarden, Metallica, there was a lot of artists.
Nice, yeah. I was jealous of CJ. I'm also you got to see Metallica and Soundgarden. That must have been an awesome show.
Oh, yeah, no, you know, all them, you know, there's a few bands out there that you must see. Tool's another one. If Tool comes around, you got to go see them. It's just, you know, they don't tour that often. Incubus is another one I see every time they come around. They rock it, you know.
So. I've seen Metallica a few years ago at the arena. Mazurowski and I went. That was a great show. But yeah, Tool's one, and I've heard Incubus puts on a good show as well.
Yeah, real quick, I seen Metallica back at Monsters of Rock when I was 13 years old at that was Rich Stadium at the time. And Dokken was there, Van Halen, and Metallica just stole the show. And that was, you know, Masters of Puppet Tour. It was just amazing.
What a lineup, Jeff. Oh, I'm jealous of all these concerts you guys are mentioning. Thanks for the call. Jeff in Tonawanda opens the line for you at 803-0930. I'm guessing that's the Sammy Hagar Van Halen, which, I mean, Sammy Hagar Van Halen had a few hits, okay? That was okay, but I think nothing beats the David Lee Roth Van Halen, if you ask me. I was very happy to see David Lee Roth open for Kiss a few years ago and sing some of his solo stuff and some of his Van Halen stuff. Sammy Hagar had some big hits with Van Halen, right? Right Now, I think, was probably one of their biggest after the 80s hits. But I don't know. I think the stuff with David Lee Roth is probably, in my opinion, they're better stuff. 803-0930, *930. The list of some of these artists that you guys have seen really makes me, sometimes, you know, I have moments like this, wish that I was born 20 years earlier, right? And been able to see some of this stuff, especially some of these groups in the 80s, the late 80s and early 90s, I think would have been awesome to see a lot of them in their prime. But hey, you know, I've been to some good concerts. I'm not going to lie, but you guys are really showing me up here with your best concert scene. 803-0930, star 930. That's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We have a segment to go talking about your favorite concert of all time, the worst concert of all time, the furthest you've traveled for a concert. And we've had people say they've traveled to London, they've traveled to Scotland, they've traveled to Dublin to see their one of their favorite groups. And we've had people that said they traveled right downtown or right to Darien Lake. And guess what? We are very fortunate here in Western New York to have some great acts come through. We will get through the calls after the news. I promise we will do a rapid fire to take your best concert, worst concert, and the furthest you've traveled. Having a little fun here getting into the weekend on WBEN.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. The final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you what's the best concert you've been to, the worst concert you've been to, and the furthest you've traveled for a concert. And yes, we that is a person that I would have loved to see live. And Karen in Orchard Park, you did just that.
Yes, I did. Back in the, believe it or not, the 1980s. And of the many years that my husband was active duty, military, we had an opportunity to go see Frank Sinatra. And he was playing in a great big odd at in Landover, Maryland. And it was in the round. And the general population was a great deal older than us at the time. And when he came out, and I still can picture his black tuxedo, and under all the lights, it had a like a gray sheen to it. And his charisma and his voice for that many people that were in that humongous auditorium, you could hear a pin drop. His voice sounded just like he was recording. And it was fabulous. So of all the concerts we've been to over the years, that my husband and I would say it was Frank Sinatra. And I had not heard anybody talk about him. And yes, a very lucky time in our life to say that we got to see Frank Sinatra.
That is awesome, Karen. You know, that is one that I'm glad someone called in to say they've been able to see Frank Sinatra. And now you said it was a big auditorium, but he played just well with the audience?
Yes, that, you know, he had his band, you know, in the round, or the music, you know, below him on the stage. And I can't remember the name of the auditorium, but in Landover, Maryland, it's very, very large, just like we would now consider our odd here. And that's what he just sang. There was nobody else that got up with him. It was just him doing song after song. And he was fabulous. Like I said, he sounded like he was recording.
Wow.
Yes. So it was a wonderful experience.
And he's just like Elvis. Frank Sinatra, that is someone whose music we will hear till the end of time. There are generations that will be listening to Frank Sinatra, and you get to see, you saw him live. Now, Karen, do you have a worst concert you've been to?
No, as you know, I told your screener that I really can't think of any, but I can tell you an interesting one that goes back even more years. I'm hate to say, but my father retired from Pan American World Airways, as we know, it does not exist anymore. And they had the company picnic once a year, and it was out in I forget, like Topanga Canyon, so forth. That I believe I was 17, 18 years old. And the group that was playing was America. And they were introduced as this up-and-coming band. And here they were. Yes, they end up, you know, becoming famous. But of all the, you know, bands to see when you're 17, 18 years old at your father's company picnic was the band America.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when I think of, you know, the years that passed, but if you were talking to my husband, it would be a different story. But Prince, you know, when he came to town, there's so many different ones. But yeah, I just really wanted to focus on, you know, Frank Sinatra and give him, you know, his due and his time because fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous memory.
Karen, you are so lucky to be able to say you saw Frank Sinatra. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. That is Karen in Orchard Park opening up a line for you at 803-0930. You know, I said that about Elvis. That goes for Frank Sinatra, too. I mean, is there a cutoff of where music, you know, because I think, you know, generations from now, you'll still hear Elvis. You'll still hear Frank Sinatra. I think Michael Jackson, Prince, right? Do those all go? You know, no matter what, you're going to hear that music. That music will still be popular. And by popular, I mean there will be people who weren't alive for Michael Jackson, right? They weren't alive for Frank Sinatra or for Elvis Presley. But their music is something that they enjoy even, you know, 100 years from now. Very interesting, you know, how music works. But it's very fortunate and to have people that have seen these artists live in person. It's really great to hear. I'm really enjoying this. 803-0930. Let's stay in Orchard Park and speak with Jen. Jen, good afternoon.
Hey there, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's the best concert you've been to?
Well, it would be a tie. I did see the Jackson reunion tour, and I did see Prince. I'm going to mention that to you because I have a great story. So Prince, I was probably like 9 years old when that was my first concert. And I lived in Syracuse at the time, outside of Syracuse. My two older sisters were huge Prince fans. I mean, posters everywhere. I mean, they were diehard Prince fans. So we end up, my mom lets me go because my two older sisters are going, but we're actually sitting in a different location. I was sitting with some friends and their parents, and my sisters were sitting down low. Now, side note for you, if you watch the video, the concert tour video of the Prince Purple Rain tour, it's actually from Syracuse in the Dome. So that we go there, we go to sit. My sisters got pretty good seats. They're back on the floor. I'm like a little bit up over to the side. And I see my two sisters, and there's a video recording stand, a camera, right where they're supposed to sit. And I see my sisters starting to get escorted away from their seats, and my sister's furious. I can see it on her face because she thinks she's going to be getting moved up into the nosebleeds or somewhere. Well, they start leading my two sisters down closer and closer to the stage. My sisters are shaking and they're crying. That's how much they were big Prince fans. They get 6 rows from the stage. They're actually on the video of the, if you see Purple Rain Tour, you can see my two sisters in the video. They're in what they call the purple circle where they lit it up and they put rose petals and everything fell down from the stage. And to this day, we talk about it. We actually bought the actual VHS tape video of it, and it was the best concert. And I tell you what I came away from that. Sheila E. opened up for him. He was amazing. What a drummer. I actually saw her at Canalside a few years ago when she came to play, and she was really good there too. But what a great show. Fantastic.
Oh, man. I will definitely now have to go find that video and watch. And it's a full Prince concert on video?
No. What?
It's a full Prince concert on video?
But the tour video. Actually, when he passed away, they had a benefit online that you could watch the video and donate money to charities. And that's the concert tour video, the whole concert, is live at, it's from Syracuse, from the Dome.
Something that will live on. Now, Jen, did you have a worst concert you've been to?
You know, No, I have not. I don't go to a lot of concerts. Like I said, that was like my first concert. I'm not a huge concert person, but when I go, I generally go to see someone I really like. So I've never really been disappointed, I'm happy to say. I've not been disappointed in any concerts, even the small concerts. I've seen Harry Connick Jr. a bunch of times. His band and him are fabulous. I have very eclectic music takes like you, Joe. I've seen everything from heavy metal to country to R&B, and I have not, like, been disappointed.
Yeah. Hey, Jen, if it's good, it's good, you know?
Exactly. I love music. It's fun to remember, especially when you're with your friends. It brings back great memories.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Jen, I appreciate the call. Jen in Orchard Park opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Let's go to Jim in West Falls. Jim, good afternoon.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Jim, what's the best concert you've seen?
The best concert I'd seen was, back when they had the Superfest back at the Rich Stadium, back when it was called the Rich Stadium or Bison Stadium, I believe, 1977 or 1976, and it was Leonard Skinner. I believe it was the summer before they, you know, unfortunately had their plane wreck.
Right.
And it was something. I mean, every band wasn't like the first band was treated as an opening band. The sound system was just amazing. And, I mean, you could even hear the keyboardist. I forgot the guy's name, Billy Powell, I believe. And you didn't have to strain to hear anything. It was just amazing to see those guys, the original lineup. It was amazing.
The original Leonard Skinner. And now that was at the stadium. Who else was at the Superfest?
I believe Ted Nugent was before Skinner. What a
lineup
there, huh? And before Ted Nugent, I believe it was a band called Stars, a local Buffalo band. Man, we're going way back. We're reaching back to the 70s. So I think after Skinner, it may have been Fleetwood Mac. If not Fleetwood Mac, Pablo Cruz or something. But I'll have to Google it. I don't know. But this was back when the Superfest went for 3 months in a row for June, July, and August. For like 76, 77, 1978 till 1979, and it was really something.
Wow. Yeah, to see Leonard Skinner in that original lineup, that's something else. Now, where's the furthest you've traveled?
The furthest, I'm not sure if you can count being stationed in the military, but I was south of Naples, Italy. We drove 5 hours north of Naples, Italy to see Iron Maiden. It was Bon Jovi. And then Metallica, 3 nights in a row, they all headlined there each night. And then there was a mix of all the others in there. But that was like a 3-day super. It was like a Woodstock in northern Italy. It was something.
Man, Jim, you've just found yourself at these great lineups.
I fell into the pieces at the right place, I guess, you know.
Now, did you have a worst concert you've been to?
Unfortunately, I like Tesla, but I guess some substance abuse was occurring with the original guitarist as AC/DC. You got Malcolm Young and then Angus playing the leads. And the lead guitarist happened to be substance abuse, and he wasn't on that particular tour. 1997, I believe it was. But Tesla was, they were kind of hurting. Maybe 250 people in a nightclub, and I was like, wow, you know.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. But Jim, you have seen some awesome lineups, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. Jim in West Falls opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 803-0930. I have now seen several texts from different phone numbers saying that Willie Nelson was absolutely terrible. And I've never seen Willie Nelson live, but I've heard a lot of good things about Willie Nelson to this day, still to some of his more recent performances, that Willie Nelson is really good live. But I think I've counted now 3 different numbers texting in that Willie Nelson was absolutely terrible when they saw him. You know, and I am surprised that no one's mentioned Peter Frampton, because, you know, from what I hear, Peter Frampton's live album, was it called Peter Frampton Comes Alive? Frampton Comes Alive. You know, that people talk about going to parties and just having that album on repeat. And you know, I saw him on the whatever anniversary of it at Art Park. And it was, I mean, he was pretty good. And this is an older Peter Frampton, a bald Peter Frampton, but it was a pretty good show. Surprised that no one has mentioned that. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Joe?
I'm all right, Mike. What's your favorite concert?
Okay, I have a ton of them because a lot of them were really good. But I saw the Police at Spark Gym at UB, Pink Floyd in Oakland, California, Cleveland, Ohio, and in Hamilton, Ontario. Saw a band that had no clue who they were, went to Klein Hands, just bought tickets because I wanted to go see a concert, and it was Roxy Music. Saw Martha Hoople with an opening band of a band, the first tour they were ever on, they opened for Martha Hoople. It was Steven Tyler and Aerosmith.
Wow.
Alice Cooper was a band that had never played out before. Their opening act was ZZ Top. Saw that Frampton show you're talking about. Man, so many. But recently, the National, Spoon, Father John Misty, they're phenomenal. These people are unbelievable. The worst show I ever saw, I hate to say it because I love the Smiths, but Morrissey at Klein Hands, he was terrible, he was obnoxious, and he was arrogant, and he just, you could tell, he hated being there.
Wow.
That's fine. Oh, and I also saw U2 at a bar in Buffalo.
Were they any good?
U2 at the bar?
Yeah.
They were great, but they only had that first album out, so they had to play I Will Follow like 4 times because people didn't want to leave a set of leaves. Like playing I Will Follow, you know.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate you sharing that. Mike Otticell will be our final call of the afternoon. I appreciate all the calls and, reliving these concerts. And it is interesting to hear the number of calls and number of texts we had where people's best and worst show were the same people. You know, that they were very surprised the one time, not so happy the second time, or the first time they were disappointed, gave them a second chance, and they made up for it. But very interesting. Love to hear your guys' stories. Love to hear about music from the past. The last 2 hours were a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you guys calling in and sharing those memories with me. Hey, get ready for Sunday, Bills, Chiefs. If you're joining us late and you didn't hear my prediction on Bellavia's show, I think the Bills are going to win. It's not going to be the blowout. It's not going to be the game we saw earlier in the season. I think it comes down to a Tyler Bass field goal. But the Bills will win in Kansas City. That's my prediction. However, if not, and Lenovo needs me to reprise my role as Chicken Man, I'm available. Just give me a call. But enjoy the game, enjoy the party, and enjoy it, Western New York. Let's enjoy this ride. Let's enjoy coming together as a community and rooting on our Buffalo Bills. I love it. Hey, don't miss Hardline on Sunday. Have a few requests still out, hoping to get some word back, but we have confirmed Erie County Legislator Joel Lurigo and also Congressman Chris Jacobs. So before the game on Sunday, make sure you join me on Hardline. Have a great weekend, Buffalo. We'll be talking soon here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.